Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Meseches Erevin, is the 250th daf in Shas. That's an auspicious number. Another 20 more dafim by Mem Beis. We will be 1/10 of the way of finishing Shas. We will have already given the Meiser, which has been a little bit of a topic of our daf yomi. Bezras Hashem, today's daf will pick up 8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, discussing the Mishnah that says that you could have a Chereshot Vekatan give the Eruv to someone else, even though our Mishnah taught us that a Chereshot Vekatan cannot be Zoche in the Eruv. The Gemara will get involved with some important sugyas of Shlichus. Do we presume a chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, that if you have a shliach and you instruct him to do something, that he will do it? The Gemara will discuss this in the context of truma. We'll raise the idea of a chaver being trusted for trumas and maestros and others not. The Gemara will continue on with that topic all the way to Lamed Beis Amid Beis and the status of an Am Aretz. And then we will have a new Mishnah about where an Eruv needs to be placed, what is too high, what is too low in the placement of the Eruv. Let us begin by the first wide line, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. If someone gave an Eruv to a Chereshot V'Katan, it does not work. Rashi explained yesterday in Dibra Maschil, Eruve Chatzeros, that when it comes to Erev Tchumen, which is the subject of our Mishnah, there is a Kinyan Shvisa that takes place, and a child is not capable of doing Kinyanim. However, Vim Omer La'achar L'Kabal Imenu, if you instruct a Bardas to accept it from the Katan, Hareze Eruv, asks the Gemara, V'Leichosh Dilma Lo Mamtile, but why are we not afraid about the possibility that the second Shliach, the Gadol you created, won't get in touch with the katan? Says the Gemara, "Kida Amar Chizda ba'omed v'ro ehu, hachinami ba'omed v'ro ehu." Rav Chizda once taught us this concept of omed v'ro ehu, and that's what's going on over here. And that is when the Baal Bayis watches and sees that the katan gave it to the gadol, who he appointed as a second shliach. V'leichash dilma lo shakil mine. But why are we not afraid that the gadol did not take it from the katan? He saw that he went to him, but how do you know that he took it from him, and here's the emphasis, and put it in its appropriate place? Says the Gemara, Kedamar of Yechiel, Chazaka, this is an important rule which we're going to play with in our daf, Kedamar of Yechiel, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. There is a presumption that if you appoint a kosher Shliach, he will fulfill his Shlichus. This appears in Nazir, Gitin Samach Dalid, Nazir Yud Beis, Chulin Yud Beis as well. Hakanami here too, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. Veheche Itmar de Rav Chizda of Rav Yechiel, Aha Itmar. Where did we learn these two rules of Rav Chizda and Rav Yechiel? Quite a dramatic case. Tesanya, we learned in a braisa, Nasno Lapil. What happens if he gives his Eruv to an elephant to put in a plate in its appropriate place? Volicho. And the elephant takes it. Or Lekof Volicho. A monkey, and he brings it to the appropriate place. Ein ze Eruv. It's not a valid Eruv. Vim omer l'acher l'kablo imenu, if he says to a bar das, go and take it from the elephant or the monkey, hareze Eruv, it serves a valid Eruv. Now we asked, on that price of a dilma lomamtile, how do we know that the individual took it from the elephant or monkey? Amr of Chizda, ba'omid v'ro Eruv. It's talking about a case where the mishaleach saw the shliach take it from the elephant or monkey. But how do we know that he took it from him and put it also in its appropriate spot? Says the Gemara, Amar Avichil, as we mentioned above, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichu, says a Chazaka, that the Shliach is going to fulfill that request. Here the Gemara evokes a very important rule in the above discussion. Last line in Lamed Alpha and Beis, Amar Av Nachman B'shel Teira, the rule of Teira is that we do not have a presumption that the shliach fulfilled his shlichus. Bishel Seifrim, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. But when it comes to Dinei Durabanan, then we could rely on this presumptive status. Rav Sheisha Samar, Rav Sheisha is of the opinion, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh, Chazaka Shlechot Seshlichus. Rav Sheisha says that we follow this presumptive pattern in all instances. Amar Rav Sheisha, Minah Minalab, how do I know this, says Rav Sheisha, this not, as we learn in a Mishnah, in Maseches Menachos. I'll prove it to you from a Mishnah, says Rav Sheishis. Amar Rav Sheishis min amnila disnan, mishikarav ha-omer huter ha-chadash. We know that the halacha is that one cannot eat the chadash until the omer is brought. Huter ha-chadash miyad. Once the omer is brought, then you're allowed to eat chadash. However, that's only those things that are, and those people, to be more precise, that are close and will know when the omer was brought. Varechokim, those who are far, they're not sure if it was brought. Those who are far from Yerushalayim, Rashi explains, the Mishnah Menachos says, Mutarim mechatzos hayom. By chatzos hayom, it was definitely brought. Chatzos hayom ve'elech. V'chadosh doraisu. The Isser of Chadosh is min haTorah. Uktani, and we learned, harechokim mutar mechatzos hayom ve'elech. And if you're in Beit Shemesh, you're allowed to eat it from chatzos. Why? La mishum chazaka shliachos shlichusa. That there is a chazaka that the kohanim did their job. They did their shlichus and they brought the carbon omer. So Rav Sheishis has a sharp raya. Rav Nachman hasam kediktanin taima. Why over there do we assume chazaka shliachos shlichusa by omer fishi yodin she'ein bezdin misatzlim bo? Bezdin is also in charge in the lishkas hagazis, and they're not going to be Atzom. They're not going to be lazy. However, in all other instances where there isn't a bezin involved, maybe the halacha is different. Vigadamri, others suggest, Amar of Nachman Amila Diktani Taima Fishi Yodin Shein Bezin Misatzlim Ba. Nachman was the one himself who brought the raya from Menachos that we don't say Chazaka Shein Osa Shlichusa. In other words, we don't trust that the shliach is going to do the job, because the only reason that the omer is mutter, fishiyodin shein bezin misatzlim bo, bezin hu delo misatzlim bo, shliach misatzlim bo, a bezin won't be lazy, but a average person might very well be, and therefore, we prove the point, chazaka ein osa shliach, shlichuso, from the omer. Rav Sheishis amelecha, Rav Sheishis will come back, according to this tradition, and he will say, Bezdin ad palge dioma. Bezdin, they'll make sure it gets done by a half a day. Shliach kuliyoma. Shliach takes a little bit longer, he'll be misatzel, but in a day's time, he will get it done. Has another proof of Rav Sheishis, a brilliant one as well. Amar Rav Sheishis mina minala. How do I know we have a chazaka? Sheshliach osel shlichuso. He goes to a far-flung case in Maseches Shkalim, which will introduce us to some very basic yisodos, some of which we should know from last week's parsha. We are discussing over here the requirement of the beginning of Parshas Kish of Sazria, when a woman has a child, that she is supposed to bring kinim, birds, for her karban. Says the Braisa, Isha Shiyesh Aleha Leida Oziva. A woman who has to bring a carbon leida or a carbon ziva, she didn't necessarily bring, as the Mishnah in Shkalim, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay describes, the birds themselves, but money could also get the job done. How? Mevia Moz, she would bring money, Vinosenes Bishofer, and she would put it in a pushka. Shofer also means box. Vitoveles, and she could then go to the mikvah, if it's at the end of her Yemei Toma. And she could eat kachim in by the evening with the presumption that the money by that evening was taken by the kohanim and used to purchase a bird and then the bird slaughtered. Must be that we're assuming that the shliach did his shlichus. So the kohanim, we trust that they're going to do their shliach. Rav Nachman nahasam kidur Rav Shmaya. Rav Nachman says that's not proof. Because following Rav Shmaya, Damar Shmaya, Chazaka ein bezdin shel kohanim omdim misham ad shiyachlu kol moz shebishofer. The Bate Dinim made sure that all of the monies in the pushka were emptied and used for birds by the end of the day. So even though at first glance it's a brilliant proof, again, we have the suggestion that the Kohanim are different here because the Bezin Shel Kohanim Omdim Misham at Shiichlu Kol Moshe B'Shofar. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes tries another proof. Mina Amina La Desanya Omel L'Chaver Tzev Laket L'cha Te'enim Mitei Nasi. Go and gather figs from my fig tree. Ocho Mehen Arai Uma Asrin Vadai. If a Balabayis says to somebody, take from my orchard figs. Now, in such a case, one has to be concerned, if you're the person who took from the orchard, that the fruits are tevel. There's no reason, says the Braisa, to believe that the Balabayis is going to take off trumos and maestros of these fruits. The only way you'll be able to eat it is the halacha that is described in the beginning of Maseches Trumas, and that is that if you are eating it arai, if you're eating it before there is a process of making the food kavua, and you're eating it in the field, then in such a case you don't have to take off Trumas and Maestros. Ochamen arai, uma asron vadai. And if you want to eat it in your house, you definitely have to take off Maeser. In contrast to another halacha. Malei lecha kalkolazu. If I, the Balabayis, say to you, my friend, please fill up this basket, te'enim mitei nasi, then ochel mehen arai, you're allowed to eat arai in the field, as in both cases. And here's the chiddush. Uma asron demai. And you do not need to take off trumos and maestros, because I gave you a basket. The difference between whether I gave you a basket or not is the following. In the Reisha, where I did not give you a basket, there's no reason to presume that I took off Trumas and Maestros, because I would not take off Trumas and Maestros if I don't know how much fruits you took from my field. However, if I do know how much fruits you took, so then I would take off Trumas and Maestros on your behalf. I will not take off Trumas and Maestros if I don't know how much food you take. If I gave you the basket, then I know how much food you're going to take. However, nevertheless, it depends on whether I'm an Ama Oretz or a Chaver as to whether you have to take off Demai. Demai is the second Meseches after Brachos that describes if there are fruits that belong to an Ama Oretz, so then, even though we have a rule, Rov Ame Oretz Ma'asrin Hei, nevertheless Midrabanan, we have to take off again. So says the Gemara, Ma'asrin Demai, Ba'medvar Mamurim Ba'ama Oretz, only by an Ama Oretz. Avo B'chaver, Ochel Ve'in Tzarech La'aser Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that it all depends on whether I gave you a basket or not. And if I gave you a basket, and I'm a Chaver, then we could presume that I took off Trumas and Maestros for you. The halacha is, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you cannot eat, even if I'm a chaver. Why? And particularly when I'm a chaver. If we learned earlier in Lamed Amud Beis that we are concerned that I will take off Shalom Min Amukov does not exist by a chaver. Shalom Min Amukov means that you don't have the tevel and the truma next to each other. The Mishnah in Chala and Perek Beis describes that hafrosha lechatchila is supposed to be done Min Amukov, where the truma is next to the tevel. Over here, if I gave you a basket, then your basket's going to be in a different place from where I am. And then the only way the afrasha would be done is shalom min amukov. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, yes, a chaver would take off for his friend. However, since it's shalom min amukov, it cannot be done. Amar Rebbe, nirin dvarai midivrei abba. Rebbe says, I think that my position is correct, more correct than Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why? Mutav shiich shadu chaverim litrom shalom min amukov v'lo yachilu la'am aretz tevalim. The reason Rebbe disagrees is it's true that there is a chazaka that a chaver is not torim shalom min amukov, and therefore the chaver would be reluctant in being mafrish. On the other hand, there is a worse issue that's at play, and that is that an ama aretz will come to eat tevel. So he'd rather violate the din lechatchila being Torah min hamukaf in order to save the Am Haaretz from eating teva. Analyzes the Gemara. This is one big quote of the Braisa. Analyzes the Gemara. Ad kan lo pligi. This whole machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel is el de marsav nechshedu marsav lo nechshedu. Aval kulei ama chazaka shliachos shlichuso. The only machlokes is whether a chaver would take off shalom and hamukof. But everybody would accept that once the chaver does not have the issue of min hamukof, he of course would be a responsible shliach to take off the Trumas and Maestras. For Rav Nachman says, no, that's a different rule. Hasag de Rav Chanina Chuzad. There we have the Chiddush Rav Chanina Chazad, beautiful Chiddush, appears in Psachim Daftes. And in other places in Shas, Chazaku al Chaver Sheinu Motzi Dovar Sheinu Mesuka Mitachas Yado. We have a presumption that a Chaver will not allow fruits to come out from under his hand, literally, come out from his house or his possessions, that have not had an appropriate hafrasha. This appears in Demaya as well, in the third perek. In general, there is assumption that anything comes into the hands of a chaver, even if the chaver had it for a short period of time, as described in the third perek of Demaya. Nevertheless, anything that passes through his hands automatically will have hafrasha done. Therefore, we cannot bring a proof in terms of chazaka, shlech osa, shlech usa, because this is a special halacha in regards to the reliability of not a shliach in general, but the reliability of a chaver. Now the Gemara analyzes the above braisa. Amar mar, b'med dvarim amurim ba'am ha'aretz, aval b'chaver ochel v'en tzarech la'aser divrei Rebbe. When am ha'aretz, then you need to take off ma'aser. But with the chaver who gave it to you, then you don't. Analyzes, hay am ha'aretz. What type of aretz are we talking about? Dekamalei liman ilayma dekamer la am aretz chavrei. We're talking about the one am aretz offered his am aretz friend a basket. Ma'asrin demai, that we learned that there is a requirement for the am aretz to take off demai. Ask the mar mitzayis. Who's asking? Which am aretz is asking what the halacha is? The assumption of the Gemara is it would only be a chaver who would have a shail of what to do. Ela ba'am aretz dekamalei the chaver. We're talking about a case where Am Haaretz, I am the Am Haaretz, you are the Chaver, and you have to take off the Demai. That's fine, but Eim HaSeifa, what about the Seifa? Nirin Dvarai Midivri Abba, Mutav Shiachtu Shidu, Chaverim Litrom Shalom and Muklov, Val Yachilu La'amei Haaretz, Tvalin. We said, Rebbe had said, that a Chaver who's giving his friend an Am Haaretz would make sure that his friend the Am Haaretz doesn't eat teva. Am Haaretz, my boy Hassam. What do you mean there's Am Haaretz over here? I thought we said that the only person that's going to be listening to us is going to have the Shaila is a Chaver. So we're stuck. Am Ravina, Ravina answered, Reisha b'Am Haaretz, Shamer l'Chaver. We have to say that the opening case where he didn't give him a basket is when it's an Am Haaretz who was giving the figs to a chaver. Sefer where there's a basket, bechaver she'amar la'am ha'aretz, where it's a chaver who's giving it to his friend, the ava aretz. V'chaver acher shamo, and a chaver, another chaver hears it. Rebbe savar osa chaver achal ve'ena tzarech la'aser, divade isure ma'aser ahu chaver kama ilave. Rebbe holds that the chaver who ultimately gets the fruits, doesn't need to take off Meiser, because he knows that the original person giving it was a chaver, and that chaver is going to take off Meiser. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer lo yachat shiyashu fi shalom nechshedu chaverim litrum shalom min hamukof. So the chaver who comes and asks us a shaila, it depends who he's going to ask. If he's going to ask Rebbe, Rebbe's going to say, of course, the fellow who was giving it out was a chaver, he's always going to make sure. While Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he's not going to make sure in this case, because he would never be tayrim shalom in a mukuf. Amalei Rebbe mutav shiachshu chaverim litrum shalom in a mukuf vayachilu amearetz tvalim. Better take off shalom in a mukuf. That's what a chaver will think than allow an am haaretz to eat tevel. But Michael Mifli, what's behind that machlokas? Rebbe savenichale the chaver de la'aved who isura kalila. This is a very important line. that appears in a few places in Shas, and that is that a chaver would prefer to be over a small iser of shalom and amukav lo la'avid amaretz yisur rabba. Reb Shem Gamliel saver nichalei lechaver de la'avid amaretz yisur rabba viyu afilu yisura klila lo li'avid. Reb Shem Gamliel says that a chaver is medagdik to mitzvot, and he's medagdik to the point that he would not even do a small iser to save an amaretz from a large iser. This is a big and very important discussion. We had this on Shabbos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, as well as you could see, Tosis raises it on the top of our Amud. We haven't yet decided what will be the halacha from the daily Daf, but on Shabbos Daf Dalet, we did discuss some of the implications, halacha lemaisa, of this question of whether a person who is a chaver would or should, both issues are relevant, do a small iser to save an Amma Aretz from a big one. We begin a new Mishnah that discusses what happens if the individual is in a different place of his Erev, in the sense that his Erev is in a different height zone, as the Mishnah will elaborate. If he puts the Erev above 10 Tfachim in a tree, Ein Eruve Erev, his Erev is not valid. Now, Rashi doesn't even bother to explain why that's so. He tells us, let's jump into the Gemara and we'll get clarity. Lamata me'asar tfachim, it's less than 10 tfachim. In other words, if the Erev is in a tree, but the tree's branches are less than 10 tfachim from the ground, Eruve Erev. Nasnu bebar, if he puts in a pit, then afilu amok me'ama Eruvo Erev. Even if it's deeper than 100 amos, it's a valid Erev. It's very hard to understand what the rationale of our Mishnah is, and the Gemara immediately begins to be mazbir. Yosef Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Basra, Rabbi Nosson, Yosef Rabbi Nachman Gabayu, and Rabbi Nachman was sitting there, Yosef Kamri, and they analyze, what's our Mishnah talking about? Hai Ilan Dekoy, Hechi. What is exactly the Ilan, where is the Ilan located? Ilema Dekoy Berushus Hayachid, if the Ilan is located in the Rishus Hayachid, Mali lamala, mali lamata. Why would it make a difference whether it's above 10 amos or less than 10 amos? Rishus hayachid ola ad l'rakia. So the Eruv would be in the same Rishus as he is because it doesn't make a difference whether it's 10 tfachim above the ground or 20 tfachim above the ground. Ve'ela, when would it make a difference? Dekoy b'Rishus HaRabim. Let's review some of our facts. Rishus HaRabim is only up until 10 tfachim, we learned in Shabbos first parak. Above 10 tfachim is considered a makom ptur. It's a different rishus. Analyzes the Gemara. Okay, so there are two different rishuyos. That might create problems because the Erev has to be in the same rishus as him. So let's analyze where he wants to be. Dimiskavin lishvos hecha. Where does he want to rest? Ilem dimiskavin lishvos namalo. If we're going to say he wants to rest above 10 tfachim and the Erev is there, hu ve'eruvim makom echad. He and the Erev are in the same spot. Ela niskavin lishvos lemata. But the problem is that he wanted to rest below the hakamishtamesh be'ilan, and he's trying to derive benefit from a tree. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Beis says that you're not allowed to go up a tree on Shabbos. Not only is that prohibited, but any type of shilumush of a tree, any type of usage of a tree is going to be part of the Issur Rabbanan, lest one come to break off a branch. So now we've got a problem. He's come Ishtamesh Bilan. He's deriving benefit from the tree. How could it be that our Mishnah said Eruvo Erev? By the way, Tosis in Nibar Maskel Mali Lamala asks that you could have asked this question even if the Erev is above 10 Tfachim, that he's using the tree. Rashi also points out another question that could have been asked in Dibar Maskel Vaha towards the end. Rashi asks, they could have asked if it's above the ground, but within 10 tfachim of the ground, then in such a case, you'd be taken from a tree which is a karmelis to the ground, which is a Rishus HaRabim. That would have been also another legitimate question to ask. But either way, the Gemara asks that he's using the tree. So now the Gemara goes back. La'olam dekoy b'Rishus HaRabim. You must say that we're talking about that the tree is in Rishus HaRabim. V'nisgavein l'shbos l'mata. But v'Rebbi, we're following the opinion of Rebbi, d'amar kol davar shum mishum shvus lo gazru alav bein hashmashos. Now the kinyan of Erev takes place during Bein Hashmashos. If that's so, so then Bein Hashmashos, we don't make Gzeros. Gzeros start only by Shabbos Vaday. Why? Because it's only a Derabbanan, so during the time of Safek, we weren't Machmir. Only on Deraisas are we Machmir. And this is an important rule. Shvus lo gazra lo bein hashmashos. If that's so, so the Erev was Kona when you were allowed to use the tree. Amalur Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman liked this. Yasher, that's correct. V'chein Amr Shmuel. Amr Ulei, the Chachamim said to Rav Nachman Shmuel, Pasrisa Baikula, hi? Were you medagdek in every word in the Mishnah before you said this pshat? Asks the Gemara, inu nami achika pasra beit. But they also explain the Mishnah this way. Ela hachi amru, this is what they said to them. Kavisa le bigemara? Were you koveya this in the Gemara, in the learning as being definite, as a collector's item? Because here the Gemara refers to its Gemara as Gemara. Were you koveya it as pshat? Sounds like Gemara was the final learning of Pshat in the Mishnah. Amar Luhu, in they said yes. It Mernami Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel Hacha Beilon Omer Brushus Rabbis Skinan Gvo Asara VeRachav Arba VeNiskaven Lishvos Lamata. We're talking about a tree that is 4 wide and 10 high, but the intention was to be Shoves Lamata. But how can you go up? VeRebbe Damad Kol Dover Shumishum Shvus Lo Gazra La Bein Hashmashos. Anything that's a Shvus, as we explained earlier, they didn't make the Gzera. Bezer Hashem, we will stop the daf of Lamed Beis over here, and now we will go to the halacha from the daily daf. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from daf Lamed Beis is the rules and parameters of sinning in order to save your friend. Our Gemara has a machlokis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, 8 lines from the top on Lamed Beis and Mamed Beis, whether nichale lechaver laavid isura klila velo laavid amaaretz isura rabba. It seems from other sugyas and shas that this machlokis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel is a halachic machlokis, not whether a chaver would like to or would not, but rather whether the halacha would want a chaver to do a small isur to save an amaaretz. Tosis is bothered that it doesn't seem to be a machlokis when one looks at the Gemara in Shabbos on Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara expressly states, if you see your friend put bread into an oven, to take off bread is an Isser D'Rabbanan, to take it out of an oven, but to put it in an oven is an Isser D'Rais of baking. We say, Ein Omrim La'adam Chadei B'Shvil Shiyizke Chavercha. Yet our Gemara has two opinions. Tosis gives an answer that's very important, lahalacha. We will mention Tosis' teretz, show a couple of applications as they emerge here in Maseches Erevin, and then go back to the parameters that we gave in Shabbos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis says over here, and in many ways, as you'll listen to what we have discussed in Maseches Shabbos, you'll see that our Tosis is really the most critical Tosis in the Sugya, in Sugya that traverses in many places in Shas. Tosis writes 3 lines in the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Hacha Shani, here it's different. In other words, by Erevin, Lamed Beis, where a Chaver gave an Amaretz fruits, since he was a Gorem Lolavar, since he played a role in having him be over, then he has a greater responsibility to do a smaller sin to save him from the greater sin. And in our sugya, that meant that the chaver would be mafrish shalom min hamukov. He would take off truma without it being next to the teva. Tosis then quotes a ri who offers another distinction between the Gemara and Shabbos, and this is the most critical line, lahalacha. The Ri says that hidbik betanur, only in that case do we say ein omrim la'adam chatei b'shvil shiyizke chavercha, because there the friend, the individual, was poshea. If he's poshea, then you will not do an iser kal to save him from iser chamer. This is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, as we will elaborate in the file from Maseches Shabbos. But let me share with you a new hosafa that I just found, which is a fascinating one, which clearly goes with this psak of Tosos, as we will elaborate from Maseches Shabbos Daf Dalet. The reference is the Sefer Chashuch Kechemed of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who quotes a fascinating story with the Chazon Ish. This is in the Chashuch Kechemed in Megillah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara Megillah tells us that it's prohibited to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a Merchatz, even if the shul is no longer usable. Rabbi Ephraim Weinberger is quoted as asking the Chazon Ish a fascinating question. There was no room to build a mikveh in the city, except if they would build it in the shul and rebuild the shul above the mikveh. It's a beferish iser to turn a Beis HaKnesses into a merchatz. The Chazon Ish responded that the mikveh should be built, and we should evoke the rule of Mutter lechaver lasos isura zuta velo yase amaoretz isura rabba. Let's now go to a longer summary of the sugya that really touches on the most important components from the halacha from the daily daf on Shabbos daf dalet.
Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our first halacha topic from daf dalet amir aleph is the very important and nuanced halacha of when do we say that someone should be over an Iser Kal in order to save his friend who's about to be over an Iser Chomor. Chatei b'shvil shetizke chavercha. From our Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph, this of course reflects the gadlus of the Balei Tosfos. From our Gemara, it would seem that one does not say chatei kidei shetizke chavercha. The Gemara tells us if a person sees that his friend has put in bread in an oven on Shabbos, in such a case he should not take it out. Do we tell someone be over an Yisra Rabban of taking out the bread in order to save him from the Yisra Doraisa of baking the bread? However, the Balei Tosfos Bigad Lusam are makif all of Shas. They look at the sugya not the way the great Rashi did in terms of explaining Pshat, but the Balei Tosfos try to show how the rules of the Gemara fit into the beautiful web of Shas. And Tosas point out, in Tosdi Ramaschel, V'chi Omrim Lo, it's fleshed out better, we mentioned in the Dafshir, in Erevin, on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, that this rule only applies in an instance where the fellow was Poshea. If the individual, even if he came into a situation of Shogeg, there are times that he should have been more careful. You shouldn't be baking so close to Shabbos and then forget about it. Even though he was a shogeg, he had forgotten about it, nevertheless, we consider the fellow a poshea. If the individual is a poshea, then in such a case, you, as his friend, are not supposed to save him. If, however, he was a pure shogeg, says Tosas and Ervin, and our Tosas, Dibra Maschil V'chi alludes to this as well in the second pshat, in such an instance, we say, Chatei, Kedesha Diske Chavercha, if he was entirely innocent. This is found lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, and we will give other examples aside from the ones in the Shulchan Aruch to flesh out the basic rules of chatei kedei shetizke chavercha. In Shulchan Aruch, we have a piece of the puzzle with a diuk. Reish nun dalet sivav v'im nisano b'shabbos. If a person put in the bread on Shabbos, afilu b'mezid, even if he did it b'mezid, mutter lo lirdos kodem shiyafa. The individual himself could save himself. Better that he be over an Issa d'Rabbanan of taking out the bread than violate the Issa of baking on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Mem on the words mutter lo, aval acherim asur lirdos b'shvilo. It's prohibited for others to take off the bread for him. Bein kishidbik b'mezid ubein b'shogeg. Whether it was done b'mezid or b'shogeg, afilu mi shidbik es hapas einenu po shiyoduhu. Even if the individual is not there to inform him, de ein omrim lo la'adam asei chatei kal, chet kal, kidei shelo yove chavercha lidei iser chomur, ki von shechavero pesha b'ma shehidbik. So Mishnah Berurah goes with our second answer of Tosas, and he says, this is based on the Magen Avraham, that the rule of chatei kal kedei shelo yovel chavercha lidei iser chomur does not apply in this case because the individual was poshea. Hence, the rule of thumb is that an individual, we could deduce, if the individual was not posheya, he was a full-fledged shogeg, then better to be over an iser kal, you yourself, to save your friend. Of course, the concept here is probably based on the idea of arvus, that on a certain level, all of us are connected as one body, coming from one neshama that is tachas kiseh hakavod. And therefore, we're responsible for each other, and in an instance where someone else was not posheya, then we do everything we can to help him out, even if we cause ourselves to be over in iser kal. This is also fleshed out in the Eliyahu Rabbah and brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Simin Shin Vav, that describes a very tragic case where a girl was taken into captivity. So then, in such a case, an individual is allowed to violate the Isra of Tchumen. Her life was not in danger, but we're afraid that the Goyim who had kidnapped her were kidnapping her so that she ends up doing Averos. In such a case, he's allowed to go out from the Tchum to help her and save her. And the Mishnah Berurah there comments of consistently with the Psak of Tosos, with the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Dalet, that that's only if her parents were not Prosheya. If they sent her out to the church, then in such a case, we would not be over in Iser Kal in order to save her. So we see this idea there as well. There is another piece of information that's important in that Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah as saying that the only time we will be Machmir and say that if she was Posheya, we won't do anything on her behalf, is if the individual have to come to be over in Iser Doraisa. However, if we're talking about a mitzvah rabbah, where this woman's whole life is at stake, her whole religious life is at stake, then the Eliyahu Rabbah rules that we say chatei kidei sheyizkeh chavercha, even if the individual is posheya, if we're talking about in Isur derabbanan. This, of course, is based on the first teretz of Tosas in Dibur HaMaschil v'chiyomrim lo. So let's summarize the rules that we have in Chatei Ketei Sheniske Chavercha that we've seen from the poskim up until now, primarily based on our Tosos. Number one, that our Gemara says one does not say Chatei Ketei Sheniske Chavercha, says Tosos, says the Mishnah Berurah LaHalacha, only if the individual was Posheya. If the individual was not Posheya, so then if you have to do an Iser Kal to save them from an Iser Chomer, do it. Point number two. Even if the individual is Posheya, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Simin Shin Hei in Sif Katan Nun Vav, if it's a mitzvah Rabbah, where, for example, their whole life is at stake, or our Tosas had mentioned, if it's a mitzvah that impacts many, mitzvah derabim, so then in such a case, if it's an Iser Derabbanan, then we would allow the individual to violate the Iser Derabbanan. Even in an instance where the individual who themselves in that situation was a Posheya. To give one practical example of this second rule, let's say one has a friend that one knows on Shabbos has gone to spend time with people who one knows can have a negative impact on him or her, not only for that Shabbos, but for many other times in their life. Even if the individual was a Posheya, he wasn't careful, he knew that hanging out with these people might be detrimental to him, you may violate an Iser Derabbanan in order to help him out. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah that Iser Doraisa would not be acceptable. So practically, I mean, go walking outside of Tchum would be permissible. Driving a car would not be permissible. A practical example of the first instance, if an individual sees someone turn on a microwave machine, which according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if it cooks something inside, would be an Iser D'Oraisa. Our Grand Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman was skeptical, thought it might not be an Iser D'Oraisa, but let's talk according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So then in such a case, if I see that, and I know that he was not a Posheya, in such an instance, if I am sure he was not a Posheya, then it could very well be, I say this, lahalacha v'loy l'maisa, a greater Rav than me needs to comment on this, lahalacha v'loy l'maisa, it could be that it would be permissible for me to turn off the electricity, again, assuming there's no bulb or there's no other cooking process that's taking effect, to save him from being over the Yisur D'oraisa. However, if he did it b'mezid, or on some level he was a posheya, then I have to sit back and unfortunately watch my friend be over one of the 39 malachos, which if done b'mezid with hasra is a chiyuv of skila. Based on this, we can now go to the Shailos and Tshuvas and see how the halacha presumably would follow in one direction. But here we see the greatness of the perspective of a posek, that taking the halacha to its logical extreme is sometimes actually a distortion of the halacha itself. And that's why questions like these need the shoulders of great men. In the Shailos and Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Ches Simin Tzadi Beis, the Marsham discusses what at first glance would be a clear-cut application of Chatei Kedesha Diske Chavercha based on the above halacha. And that is the following. What happens if there is a store that sells meat in town, there's one shochet, there's one butcher, and of course, the Rama writes that during the 9 days, the minig in Ashkenaz is not to shecht at all during these days. What would the halacha be in regards to foregoing the minig, because there are some people who are not following the custom, and they are buying meat, and they're buying mamish treif meat. Should the shochet and butcher violate the rule of shechting meat, and thereby even encourage the people who were eating treif meat to eat meat, but in the end save them, kedei shetiske chavercha, save them from eating treif meat. Here we have not only an iser derabanan, here we simply have a minug. At first glance, it will be a shut case, cut and dry, to say that, of course, we say chatei kedei sheniske chavercha, if they're not poshim, for an iser derabanan. And when it's a mitzvah derabim, we said that even if they're posheya, we over an iser derabanan. And when it's mitzvah derabim, we might even be over an iser deraisa. Certainly here, when we're only being over the minug, maybe it would be cut and dry. Nevertheless, the Marsham is quoted as giving four reasons why not to open the store, why not to shecht, and why chatei kedei sheyiske chavercha sometimes will not apply even when the sin is only a violation of a minig. Number one, points out the Marsham, when you help your friend out by turning out electricity, you help your friend out by going outside of the tchum. In such a case, there's no other consequence that anybody else is going to be nichshal in the small aveira. However, over here, if you open up the stores and it's clear to people that they have the opportunity to buy meat, it could very well be that some people will fall in and end up buying meat and eating meat during the 9 days and violate the minhag because the meat is now accessible. Maybe chatei kedei shetiske chavercha is only when the only thing will happen is you will violate the iser kal and you will be helping everybody else. But what happens if other people will end up violating also the iser kal? In such an instance, he says, then it does not apply. To take this idea further, in his Sefer Das Torah, the Marsham writes in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in the name of the Sefer Balo Akeda, that it is much worse when Isurim are done based on an perceived perception of the Tzibur, that it was done with the acquiescence and permission of the Beis Din. Here, if the Rabbonim and the Shochtim are going to allow for the store to be open, and the Shochet is clearly going to be Shechting, and he's a Yirei Shemayim who listens to the Rav, then it could very well be that what will emerge is we'll have a Minhag being violated with the sanction of the Beis Din. In contrast to the individuals who will be over in Iser Chomur, they will not be doing it with the sanction of the Beis Din. We can now understand the words, the Marsham, very, very sharp words, that he said, concludes, Shekol shelo yikabel dover ze bedaiti ein loy chelek v'nachla b'teres Hashem Yisparech. If you don't accept this psak, then you don't have a chelek in Torah Hashem Yisparech. It seems to me what the Maharsham is saying is
that one of the most critical parts of Torah is presenting Amita Shel Torah to Klal Yisrael. Teaching Amita Shel Torah. The Marshal, of course, is celebrated in Bava Kama as saying that someone who's Mezayif Torah is Chayiv Misa. If Bezdin is allowing for even a Minog to be compromised, that's a Ziyuf HaTorah. Of course, we want to help and protect every Jew, especially if they're not Poshim. At the same time, it can't come with a compromise on the integrity of Torah itself. These two arguments are the most persuasive. It should be noted that there is a shita of the Radvaz in the Shalos Teshuvos in Chelek Gimel Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Vav that says that the whole heter chatei kedei shiyizkeh chavercha is when it happens be'idna, that when the friend is doing the Isser Kal, turning off the electricity, at that moment he has saved his friend. What happens if he does shchita today? He violates Isser Kal, but his friend will only be saved in 3 days from now. According to the Radvaz, maybe we don't say chatei, that's debatable, but this is a sheet of the Radvaz. Marsham is quoted as making reference to that as well. And finally, says the Marsham, these individuals, if they really want meat, they could get meat in big stores at the large cities, and the shochet doesn't need to violate. The butcher doesn't need to violate. It's not impossible to get kosher meat. Hence, those people that are not getting kosher meat are not entirely onsim. They also fall into the category of poshim, and therefore we don't say the rule chatei kedei shenizkeh chavercha. See here, after we had looked at the basic tesis and the basic shitas haposkim, we would have come away and said, certainly one could violate a minhag. Marsham says, we also have to look big, big picture, and the integrity of Torah was given over to the Chachmei HaMesorah and the Lev HaTorah that we spoke about. In the halacha section of Daf Gimel of a posek is something that's critical, not only the details of the halacha.